sharpens, heightens each sensation. Darkness stirs and wakes imagination.
1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station. With that in the background, it is time for the Phantom of the Opera to be performed at Holland High School, and Holland High's theater director, Kevin Schneider, joins us in Looking Ahead in Holland Public Schools. Kevin, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. Thank you.
I assume you can't get maybe you can get tired of hearing that song a little bit.
Well, you know, I've heard it a lot, but the way Jamie sings it in our production, I love hearing it every time.
All right. Fifth performance of the musical Phantom of the Opera. We've talked about it before. Elaborate production. It is not the easiest production in the world to put together, Kevin, but are you seeing the fruits of all the labors really coming to fore this week?
We are. Things really came together for us last week. Everything that we're hearing is really positive, and ticket sales are increasing, so we must have done something right, and we're really having a great time doing it. So
okay.
That's a bonus.
Okay. You said you must have done something right. What have you guys done right?
Well, you know, technically the show is really solid. It's innovative. It's creative. I think a lot of people doubted that we could fill the auditorium with all the scenery that it needed and all the special effects in a small auditorium. We were able to do that. It's visually exciting. The performers are so mature and powerful that it's inspirational, really.
It is a demanding performance, as we've mentioned, away from the footlights. But really, the actors and actresses involved, you mentioned maturity. You need that in this type of performance, isn't it?
You really do. I mean, not only do you have to be able to sing, but you have to be able to sing for 2.5 hours every single night. And I think that the singers that are in the leads are doing just such an incredible, incredible mature job.
You mentioned the physical aspects of singing for 2.5 hours. Four more performances to go. It does ask some questions.
It's true. We did four performances last week, and that was after a very tough technical week. They seemed to do well. They had a Christmas concert last night, which many of them were part of, so they're probably a little tired, but this morning they seemed excited to sing tonight. Their voices seem strong, so we're quite confident that they're well-trained going in.
The other thing I have to mention, Kevin Schneider, is the fact that it's easy to maybe do a performance or two performances on pure adrenaline, pure energy. But when you get to performance 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, it's more of a case of pacing and more than anything else, your natural abilities have to come out because you cannot just will it. You got to be able to do it almost instinctively.
You're right. This is where the training comes into it. If they're not well trained going into it, we would be in real trouble, probably after show even two. But these kids are so well trained ahead of time that we're not having any problems, knock on wood. And if the weather cooperates, I think we're going to have 5 great shows this week.
Tell us about the times of those shows and ticket prices.
All right. We run Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 8 p.m. And we have a Sunday matinee at 3 p.m. They can go to www.hollandpublicschools.org and click on the link for purchasing tickets, or they can come here to the main office. Tickets are going really fast for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, but we have some good seats available for Wednesday and Thursday still.
And one final thing, and I hate to put the old knife on the old son's back, but over at Saginaw Heritage, their performing arts theater is kind of small, kind of cramped, but I'm glad I never, you know. I went through 4 years of having to watch my son perform out there. A lot more comfortable, I would think, at the Holland High Performing Arts Center.
It is. The interior, it's a small theater, but the seats are extremely comfortable, well paced out, a lot of leg room, and the lobby is the brand new lobby as part of the new building facility, and so it's big and comfortable, so not a complaint there.
Oh, well, I told my son, you know, why don't you, you know, go to Holland High? But, you know, let's just say he wanted to stay close to home, and, you know, he's going to pay for it by getting married. But that's okay. That's for another discussion. Kevin Schneider, the theater director, congratulations on another triumph with Phantom of the Opera. And, again, performances through the weekend. And for more information, go to hollandpublicschools.org.
Correct.
Talk to you soon.
Thank you.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You very much. And that's Looking Ahead in Holland Public Schools, brought to you by Holland Public Schools. And that is Kevin Schneider, the theater director, talking about The Phantom of the Opera.
My-